Net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by Echolink note 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. I'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, location, name, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have my wife Wendy sitting here at the kitchen table with me. That's KN4HTP. Here in Simpsonville, we've got W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, his wife Isla, N4IEI, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KO4WWZ, Chandler in Easley, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, KG4WMP, Landon in Dacusville, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, K4OIM, Walt in Inman, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, WU2T, Rusty and Warren. I'd like to welcome the early check-ins through the Brar's webpage and appreciate them checking in tonight. The radio a chance to break there for a minute. We don't have any Echolink stations up for the time being, so we'll go ahead and head right into the RF stations. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Maybe. W4 Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB. Check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. I'll be in and out.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and talking to N4... Ariel yesterday, and mentioning that about the faithfulness that you and Michelle, or excuse me, you and Lorena demonstrate by checking in every night. So it's wonderful to have you guys on the net and your consistency and support of the net. Next, we have W4DJW, Dave, our net manager in Greer. And we have W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors, KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, and KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Mark, Miss Wendy, and all on the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the, and Wendy and all on the net.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and appreciate the hellos, and welcome you to the net, and have a great evening, and we'll be hearing you tomorrow night when you check in with Anna. Looks like that's it for the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. And everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Warren. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. Nothing heard on the second call, so for Echo through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIE. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you all on the net, 73.
JB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
LJB, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
JB. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Have KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Have KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, bringing Donna along. Say hello to Donna for Wendy and I. And next, we have KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard for the second call on India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Brad. I'm on board in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Mark. This will be all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Lapot, X-ray Bravo, Boyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, but listening.
K3
WX2MJB. This is WX2PJR. Whiskey X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, Paul, Mount Pisgah, North Carolina. Negative.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please check in. My wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling the net.
2MJB, control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. WX2PJR, Paul, Mount Pisgah. And Paul, are you still up there doing like soda activations, or are you just resting there on the mountain tonight?
Hey, I'm at the inn. I work at the inn. That's where I'm at. So, yeah.
Checking in tonight, Paul. This is first check-in for you with me in my log, and that's WX2PJR. They're Mount Pisgah, the inn on Mount Pisgah. So thanks for checking in tonight, Paul. Did I get your call sign correct?
WX2PJR.
Thank you for that confirmation, Paul. Next, we have our Monday and Tuesday managed net controllers. That's KO4NUE, Chad. They're in Campobello, and he brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. Nothing heard on the second call for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. And KO4QOG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty.
Negative. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Kilo, India 4, Tango Hotel Victor. KI4THV, Danny, driver's rest, negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4THV, Danny, in driver's rest. Thanks for coming along and checking in with me tonight, Danny, and have a great evening. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please, or excuse me, just a moment, hold it a minute there. Got an Echolink station up, so let's go and call Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Mark. Is yourself on the net? No traffic in OQ, and Mark, do tell me when you that we say hello.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. Wendy says hello back, so appreciate that hello to us. With that, that's it for Echolink stations, so we'll go ahead and go back to the RF check-ins and that. With Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray, calling from Mount Pisgah in North Carolina, and this is Joe. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville negative negative. Also my bride Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both day married. 73 is all on the net. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Mark.
And Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve in Edmond. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Everybody have a nice spring evening.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the Lamb Was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KE0UUX, and that's Joe, Mount Pisgah. He's a new check-in in my log. So, Joe, did I get your call sign correct?
Yes, roger that. Good to finally meet you here. I'm a vet. I work up here with Paul, and I do dishwashers at the Mount Pisgah Inn, so just checking in here on my days off. I hope everybody is well, and nice to meet you in 73.
Thank you for checking in tonight, Joe. That's KE0UU at 9 o'clock. So we're more than happy to have you come back in and check in with us regularly. We have the next KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. And he brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and his daughter, Mary, KO4ILI. Thanks for checking in tonight, Scott, and have a great evening. Next, we have KN4VWA, Steve in Inman, and our favorite, Rod, W4WOZ, who's always in the land of Waz. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rod. He's actually in Malden, but not the land of Waz, really, so... appreciate the check-ins. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in your neighbor over here in Fountain Inn. Check in Kilo, November 4, uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4UBG. B. Kevin. I'll be on Echo Link. Good evening to you, everybody on the net. Tell Wendy we said hello. I hope everybody's doing well.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4UBG, Kevin, and Fountain Inn, checking in by Echolink. Sorry about that, not noticing that earlier, Kevin. I wasn't paying attention to the Echolink screen, and apologize for missing you on that. But welcome to the net, and appreciate you checking in. Let's see, any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No other check-ins on uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and move to the large group Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call W2MJB or net control.
Kilo Gulf 4, Oscar Hotel Uniform. This is Chris in Woodruff.
To be. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan over in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KG4OHU, Oscar Hotel Uniform, Chris in Woodruff. Chris, you didn't come up in my log automatically. Did I get your call sign correctly?
For Kilo Gulf 4, Oscar Hotel Uniform, appreciate you.
Information on your call sign, Chris. Your first time check in with my log, so appreciate you coming to the net tonight. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock, so if you wish to check in again, come on back, and I'm sure that the net managers would love to check in to recognize you. Next, we have KO4JKV Duncan in Asheville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Duncan. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in KO4BWQ. That's KO4BWQ. This is Jimmy and down in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4BWQ. Jimmy, down in Anderson. Jimmy, did I get your call sign correct?
This is KO4BWQ.
Thank you for the confirmation, Jimmy, and welcome to the net. This is the first time check-in with you on in my log, so appreciate you coming along tonight and checking in with me. Again, we're here every night at 9 o'clock, so please come back and check in with us each night this week and every night during the year. So, with that, any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB, RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, name is Ed. No comments, no traffic.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WD8RON, Ed in Brevard. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ed. Have a great evening there in Brevard, and enjoy the cool weather up there. Again, any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No response on that in the last call, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks to all of you for coming along and checking in with me tonight. Since there is no one selecting to participate in RAG 2 tonight, I'll go ahead and ask if there are any comments or further check-ins. Any comments or further check-ins for the net tonight, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Nothing heard on that last call for check-ins. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in with me tonight. Tomorrow night, Anna, KO4RYP, will be calling the net tomorrow night. And I'm sure she does a great job, and I'm sure she would appreciate you coming along and checking in with her. Tonight's net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break here for a minute and enter the information, and you should hear momentarily. 2MJB, now securing the formal portion of the net has been secured. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with my thanks to all of you for checking in. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use 7-3, and good night to everyone. 4NUE W2MJB. 4NUE W2MJB.
W2MJB, KO4NUE, go ahead, Mark.
Get back with you. I contacted K4NYNG, screwed up his call sign. That is Ariel Chikala, the guy that does the soda. And he invited me to go yesterday. It was real short notice, but I talked to him yesterday when we got done to see if he might have inviting you and I along on his next trip, and he said no problem. So when he lets me know, I will let you know so that we can go along and tag along with him to do a soda summit.
Yes, Ariel's call, if you're talking about the one I think he is NY4G. NY4G. If that's the Ariel I'm thinking you're talking about, KI4LCI.
Q4NUE. Okay, sounds good. Just let me know, Mark, and we'll give it a shot.
I'll let you know when he gets with me and give you the date and time. So it was fun. There were tons of people up there, and actually when we were walking up the hill, there was somebody getting married at sunrise.
Alex,
Roger that. That was neat. Well, today I was coming back from Pickens today, and threw my call sign out there, you know, mobile, and got a reply from a KO4NUF. And we just kind of cackled a little bit.
You met your neighbor call sign. That's pretty funny that you got the next one up on the call sign and that he responded to you.
Him and his wife was at the Clemson Experimental Forest. I'm not sure exactly what an experimental forest is, but they were in it.
Maybe they're making rubber trees or something.
Well, see, those two that was just in here a while ago that works up there at the Pisgah Inn, are they also, because up there where that Pisgah Inn is just right below Mount Pisgah, and they got quite a bit of altitude up there. They participating in this Summits on the Air thing?
No, I don't think so, Andy. I think they're just they work up there. What I think, but well, that's what he said. But Mark, you never know with Clemson. You know, rubber trees. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, Andy. This W2MJB. Yeah, Andy. They were just working there. I asked them if they were involved in the big soda event they had. I guess it was the international soda thing that was taking place yesterday. So it was kind of a surprise to me. But yeah, he's just working up there and decided to check in. But you never know, you know, if they Chad, if they legalize marijuana in here, maybe Clemson will be experimenting on marijuana for us instead of rubber trees.
Oh, I think that's happening already. Dude.
Yeah, my stepdad's family, one of his brothers lived up in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. And when I was a teenager, we were up there and riding horses in the hills behind their house. There were some logging trails. And we didn't go off because of, you know, the bootleggers and stuff, but what I understand, a few years later, there was more money in the funny weed crop than there was in bootlegging. So a lot of them had transitioned to bootleg or to drugs or marijuana versus bootlegging.
I expect so. It's a whole lot less work to, I guess. Pull a couple of leaves off rather than, you know, have to cut a whole bunch of trees down all about a mountain. So, but, yeah. You give me a holler when he gives you a reply, and we'll get walking shoes on. And, I'm pretty sure, Anna sent Miss Wendy a text, so. Just let us know. Over.
Well, you have a wonderful evening tonight, Chad. And tell Anna hello for us, and we will talk to you later.
Tell Miss Wendy we both said hello. Y'all have a good week this week. KO4NUE73. Be safe.
To MJB, clear.
See you later. I know when I heard, been hearing those two up front. The Pisgah Inn, I wonder if they was doing some of both, working up there and also doing Summits on the Air. KI4LZI.
LZI, W2MJB. They very well could be on their time off, but I think with the, you know, if they're just doing 2 meters, it would be a little more limited than if they were doing HF, I'm sure, but I did one from black balsam knob over to Pisgah with my homemade tape measure Yagi that I pulled out, and I think when I put it into soda that it was like a 74-mile distance, so that was with 5 watts on my HT.
People do it on 2 meters. I've been up on Glacier Mountain outside of Pigeons before and worked some off down in Georgia from up there on the mobile that would be on 5.2 doing it, so it's all bands just about, including 2 meters. That's why I was
kind of
curious about it.
There was a lady up on there on Black Balsam Knob that she had her just her technician license, and I think her twin sister and brother-in-law was there, and she activated the mountain just on 2 meters, and so they were doing pretty much, I think, 40, 20, 15, and then, of course, the 2 meter.
Back over here in Oconee County, Josh, W4GOG, he runs all over these mountains, back off up in here, Pickens County, Oconee County, doing parks on there and summits on there, but I got surprised, like I said, by those up there when I was in the mobile up there on Glassy Mountain outside of Pickens those times. I just happened to be up there monitoring and right up above where our local repeater is up there and heard some of that and worked them. Kind of caught me off guard, then I got to thinking what it was, and then I figured out what it was.
You're not expecting it. Yeah, I can catch you off guard, but yeah, it's just another fun thing to do with the radio. And so do you go up to some of these drive-up peaks and just sit and monitor sometimes?
Peter, 147.195 is up there also, so I was kind of up there somewhat for other reasons I was, but happened to just be monitored a little bit too up there as well and picked up on some of that. And if you can afford the gas and you got the time, it's not a bad thing to be able to do, if nothing else, just from the 2 meter part, not even counting the HF. KI4LZI4ID.
Yeah, I didn't, W2MJB KI4LZI. I wasn't expecting 2 meters to be utilized for the soda stuff, but it was kind of nice to see that that they do utilize it even with the HF up there. So it was nice to see that and give the opportunity for those with just the technician where they don't have the options other than CW on the HF frequencies to be able to check in and participate in soda.
You know, I was just giving them contacts, but from the way they talked at the time, they got to work about 3 or 4 contacts, something like that at minimum, to make it count. So, for any of y'all that, you know, gas price ain't any problem, you got the time. And as, you know, you and Chad are talking about doing with Ariel, he does it all over the place. KI4LZI.
Yes, he does. He's gone all over North Carolina doing soda. And actually, there was a couple up there that day. There, I should say, the sister of the twin that did the 2 meter contact or activation. They got their soda mountain goat yesterday. They're on Black Balsam Knob, so they were pretty excited that they were able to achieve that. And they were all unique summits, 100 unique summits, I think, or a little bit more, to get their mountain goat.
Well, like that, like I said about the money and the time part of it, just listen, when you're in those places, listen around on 5.2 Simplex in those places, and especially, like I said, on the weekend, and when the weather's fair. fairly warm, and you hear something around working it. Go ahead, Chad. Chad, you didn't fall asleep over there. Wake up, Mark. I don't know. He went somewhere else.
4LZIW2MJB. It could be that he shut down and went to bed. Of course, he's retired, so you'd think he'd be able to stay up a little later, but could be that he's retired for the evening. But KI4LZI, W2MJB.
4LZI, I don't know. The last weekend in June's always the big field day. I don't have the QST open right in front of me that has the date on it, but Johnny, the D4DYH, has a place that Greenville County has, it, and that kind of an equestrian type place down there. On the back, it's hard for me to describe being a event and always been down here. I know how to get it, but telling someone else how to get it ain't easy for me, but upper part of Traveler's Rest on what used to be considered Old White Horse Road, you go down to that equestrian part, and for the past, I guess, 2 or 3 years, that's where the Briars Group here's been having their field day events at, so I'm just mentioning that to you in case you're interested.
I'm mentioning that, yeah, I haven't, even though I've got the license to do HF, where I live and the backyard and everything makes it really difficult to set up an antenna, so I, yesterday was actually my first HF contact I've made, plus, you know, activating a SOTA, so we'll have to try the field day on the 25th of June and see if we can, if I can make some more HF contacts.
You better directions to it. I know how to get to it, but it's almost impossible for me to explain here on the radio how to get to it to someone who don't know. I know it, but I don't know how to explain it. Being that since he's been the president, and that's where they've been having it, he can explain it to you well.
I think he'll send out an email once we get closer to it for everybody to be able to sign up and participate.
And just watch for that. Like I said, I know the area, but I don't know how really to explain it.
Yep. Well, fortunately, we these days we have Google Maps or the iPhone maps to help us out. GPS is a wonderful technology these days to be able to help us find things.
LZI5D, the only issue that's bad about that is, especially with that going on in Eastern Europe right now, those Russians knock those GPS satellites out that's around the planet. We're going to be back with the old ways of doing things, and it won't be nearly quite as clear as then.
I found it interesting, the news article said that they pretty much the world uses the GPS satellites that the U.S. spent money to launch, and there's no remuneration or payment to the U.S. for their use of it, and yet now Russia's starting to knock them out, but at least Elon Musk, I guess they blocked his Starlink satellites out, and the next day he had them back up and running again. So, and that, from what I understood, they weren't able to knock it out quite so easy the second time. But yeah, they'll play their dirty tricks, but hopefully we'll be able to overcome them. W2MJB, KO4LZI.
KI4LZI. Well, from what I have understood, if those things got knocked out, if they don't have some kind of aircraft that you might say that can substitute for, all our armed forces will be back into the Vietnam days, trying to deal with things as they was then. And 'cause about everything now is guided, the navigation systems, by those satellites.
I agree. I'm sure they've got backup systems to help navigate in case the satellite systems go down, but yeah, we've really come to rely on modern technology to help us in our everyday lives. I know that the GPS is, when I was back in the probably the early 2000s, I think I bought a GPS, and the guy said that it was stunted, or they reduced the accuracy of it to, I think it was like 45 feet or something at the time, but since then they released it to where it's even, you can pinpoint pretty much because of the navigation that we have in cars.
Tells the guy, I'm not saying that there ain't some good point to it, but those satellites get knocked out, and if there ain't some other substitute option for that, it's back in the dark old days of trying to fire off one of these missiles, like a cruise missile, and everything currently, from my understanding, is designed to work off those coordinates from that, and they better have an alternative.
So we'll definitely find out. For sure, if it does happen. But yeah, I'm sure they've got some kind of backups to, in case something like that does happen. At least I certainly hope they do. So, well, KI4LZI, W2MJB, gotta head to bed, so I can go to work in the morning. Not to that age yet where I can retire. But anything else tonight, Andy?
No, go ahead and get your shut eyes there. I mainly come in here to bite Errol's call sign, NY4G. NY4G. That's Errol's call sign. Unless there's another Errol around, that's the one I'm familiar with. Go ahead and get your shut eye, KI4LZI.
LZIW2MJB. Yeah, I'm not very good with names or call sign sometimes, but thanks for the rag chew a little bit, the discussion, and have a great evening, and we'll listen to you on the net tomorrow night. 2MJB clear.
0RON, WD0RON, KI4LZI. 0RON, WD0RON, KI4LZI. May I for L's the guy.